everyone, and welcome to your weekend edition of the Bite Sized Blessings podcast. This weekend, I'm introducing you to Justin Nault, and I had such a great time talking to him. We talked everything, and including bringing in the old show Fantasy Island. Now, you may ask yourself, how does that iconic program even merit a conversation in your podcast, Kirsten? But if you stay tuned and you listen, you'll see how we eventually got there. Now, Justin has had such an interesting life, and his work is so profound. He was a child musical prodigy, and from there grew up to playing over 300 shows a year. He had his own reality TV program, he was doing the grind, and then one day, his niece was born, and what she was diagnosed with changed everything for him, changed the entire trajectory of his life. Now Justin is doing work to help others become healthier, become their best selves, to love themselves, and you can see that his message is resonating. He has over 400,000 followers on TikTok, so many more followers everywhere else on his Insta and his YouTube. Because Justin is a certified nutritional therapist and a specialist in sports and fitness nutrition, he founded Clovis and Personal Evolution Coaching. And it's clear that his message is resonating with so many. But I personally think that it's because Justin is funny, he's approachable, he's kind, and he's generous of spirit. And I think you'll hear all of that during this episode. So without further ado, let's get to my really delightful conversation with Justin Nault.
When I first got into talk therapy, when I realized the music industry was not fulfilling to me and I was incapable of intimate relationships, I got into talk therapy and I had a therapist point out to me that I don't accept help well and I don't ask for help. I carry everything on my back from childhood trauma. So she said, next time someone offers you help, I suggest you go. And I was invited to an entrepreneur event on a private island in Croatia with 200 e-commerce entrepreneurs. And I was interviewed, accepted to go, and it was 15 grand. And I was like, ain't no way. Can't happen. Not going to happen. Very successful friend of mine called me and said, if you were walking down the street and found 15K in an envelope, would you go to Croatia? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, great. You're going. This is not a loan. Don't ever try to pay me back. You have magic and these people need your magic. Went to that island. The keynote speaker on that island is my now fiance. And I was sitting in a chair watching her, and she was teaching people how to take an e-commerce brand from zero to 25 million in 3 years because she's an absolute mogul, amazing goddess oracle. Who is this woman with tribal tattoos? What is happening here? And now she's my fiance.
You think you're going for a class to learn how to, but you leave with a possible partner. That's so. When you were sitting there, did you think, "Oh my gosh, who is this human being? I must know her."
Yes, and I introduced myself to her very quickly. But to be totally honest, it wasn't like she's beautiful, but it wasn't like a love at first sight. I was like, "This is a fascinating entrepreneur. Like, what an impressive human. Like, she built this company from zero to nothing, a nine-figure valuation with no capital." I was like, who is this person? So I met her immediately after her talk. She was actually with her romantic partner at the time. So it wasn't until almost 2 years later that we ended up dating, and she was long out of that relationship and COVID had happened and all this stuff. But it was not only that. I mean, my network, my global network of my closest friends were all on that island. And I started a business partnership on that island, which is a company called MedChoice, M-E-D-C-H-O-I-C-E. You can look this up on Amazon. We just launched a PCOS supplement. And it's the most successful brand I've ever been a part of. And I met my partner on that island. And I mean, it transformed my entire life from this therapist saying, the next time someone offers you help, just as an experiment, just as a little bit of shadow work, just accept the help. And this is where we are today.
Everybody, I hope you loved my fabulous conversation with Justin, and I hope you're raring to go out to check out his TikTok, check out his Instagram. There will be links to his YouTube, to his Insta, and to his TikTok in the episode's show notes. Please do get to know this incredible human being who's endeavoring to have us all live healthy and joy-filled lives. Thank you for listening to the podcast, all of you. And thanks to each and every one of you who has written a review or left a little rating. I'm always out there hustling for reviews. I'm hustling for ratings. So if you are one of those people who hasn't yet done either, please do consider leaving a little rating or a review when you have the time. And do check out my very new YouTube channel. There will be a link in the show notes for that as well. You can see my guests in real life, see their shining faces, and get a greater sense of just who they are in the world. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Justin. Be full of joy and hope and the desire to help others be their best selves. Justin is doing such good work in the world, and let me tell you, he's changing people's lives left and right. So be like Justin, bring joy and gorgeousness to this world, just knowing that with every single heartfelt conversation you have with whoever it is in your life, you're changing their reality and also yours.